Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear.
Hello.
Welcome to an episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down. A very exciting episode, this one. We had a great time recording it with two brilliant guests, Anya Magliano and Alistair Beckett King.
It's a lovely time.
They really are lovely. Lovely, very funny. We had a really good time doing it. Before we get into the episode proper, we wanted to tell you that if you enjoy their comedy, they kind of promote themselves a bit at the end, but if you enjoy their comedy, Anya is, she's sort of finishing off a kind of tour, I'd say, of this. Maybe she's going elsewhere, but she's got a big show anyway. She's got a big show in Leicester Square Theatre on the 11th of November, 2022. So if you're listening to this before then, do get yourself a ticket. The show is called Absolutely No Worries If Not. I saw it at MacFest this year and it was brilliant. It was so fantastic. My wife saw it up in Edinburgh, loved it. Everyone I know who's seen it has really enjoyed it. So if you want to go and see Anya Magliano, we'll put a link to the show in the show notes. But yeah, leicestersquaretheatre.com is where you can get your tickets. It's on the 11th of November at 9:30. Honestly, one of my absolute favourites of the new breed of the new blood coming through.
the new breed sounds like a
comics.
New Gremlins film or something.
It is a bit. Yeah, I do see them as Gremlins, the new comedians. So are they, you know, very funny. No one's denying they're very funny, but a huge inconvenience to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, and get in the way of our day to day life.
Yeah. And please remember, don't feed them after midnight, guys.
Yeah. I mean,
no matter how cute they are, no matter how doe-eyed they look at you, do not give them a Ginsters at a service station. They will.
No matter how cute Anya might seem up on stage, don't throw a glass of water over her. Because, honestly, what you don't
want. No matter how much she asks you to do it, don't do it.
What you don't want is thousands of Anya Magliano's popping up in theatres all over the world. You don't want that. No. Just the one is plenty enough
just
for us.
Just the one's perfect.
Also, Alistair Beckett King is off on tour next year. You've got plenty of time for this, but he's so brilliant. So I reckon a lot of these shows, I mean, they're on sale now, so you may as well get them now. He's off on tour from April 2023. So you know what? It's like anything, really. You think it's a long way away. It creeps up on you. Life comes at you fast. And he's also doing a big show at the Leicester Square Theatre on June 2023. Make it a double bill. Yeah, go and see. It's a great venue. Go and see Anya in November and then go and see Alistair Beckett King in June. A really strong double bill.
A cracking double bill.
As for us, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out or the week it comes out, then we are at the Bedford in Balham. It is the big show, the big festival. It's the Cheerful Earful Festival. Our guests are the Birthday Girls. I've been writing the script because it's a fun setup we're going to be doing here. This is a real treat. Rose and I are going to be hosting it together.
So Rose Johnson and I are going to. First time ever.
I know. I'm meeting her tonight because she lives just down the road from me. I'm meeting her tonight to go through the script. Be the first. This is the first time I've pretty much not written the script on the morning of the show. I'm writing it 5 or 6. I mean, you know. Still no better, but
I was going to say, is there going to be much change?
Well, hopefully Rose is going to sprinkle her.
She's a
very, very successful comedy writer, and then of course it will be the team captains of Tom and Ben with Camille and BT respectively on their teams. It's going to be really, really good fun. Get yourself down there, Cheerful Earful Festival, 9th of October at the Balham, the Bedford in Balham, and then afterwards we are joining them on the same stage for their podcast, Birthday Girls House Party, and we're going to be their guests.
We're going to be blasted. It's going to be a beautiful mess. I can't wait.
It's going to be, yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, I think I'll be just ticking over because I can't really, especially if I've got to host the show with someone else and I've got to say certain bits and not say other bits, I can't really drink during our show.
That's true.
I know that's true. You know, never stopped you having three or four jars before the... But I have a modicum of professionalism, but only a soupçon of professionalism. Right. So let me think. What else do we need to say? Oh, yeah, Patreon. Patreon as well.
Oh, guys, come and join us. It's amazing on the Patreon.
It's really, really fun. So, yeah, join us for the Patreon. We are going to be doing a Christmas quiz on the Patreon. So join now. Join now and be part of the Christmas quiz at the end of the year. Sometime in December, we've not picked a date for that yet. So that'll be over on the Patreon, patreon.com/pappysflatshare. But I mean, we've enough promoting ourselves and others. Let's just get on with the show, shall we?
It's going to be great.
Tom, Ben,
what is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, pal?
Are you all right, Tom?
Yes.
good. Listen, we are all hankering for some grilled bread. So one of you two roustabouts has got to make the toast.
Oh, well, Matthew, it is not going to be me, because I can tell you this.
Oh, yeah.
There was this one time I was on holiday in France. I went into a shop. I had one rubber sandal on. I said, look, I'd like to have an egg, ham and cheese, grilled toasty, please. He said, croque monsieur? I said, no, it's a flip-flop.
It's the sound of someone walking out, yeah. I think. Our one French listener lost.
That isn't the one I rejected. Can I tell you the one that I rejected?
Well, I know it wasn't the one you rejected, Tom. You did it in the show. If it was the one you rejected, it would have been...
But yeah, I'm not going to do it because, you know, I once read that William Shakespeare had a very funny, toasty sandwich maker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He said, Brevelty is the soul of wit.
He kept trying to make me do that one.
Three people clapped. That's right. Big for me. That's a big win.
All right, Clarky. What did you go for instead of taking Tom's suggestion?
Well, William Shakespeare once.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Actually, I have a very spiritual relationship with toast.
Oh, do you?
Because I once met the Virgin Mary.
Hi.
And miraculously, she had the vision of a piece of toast on her face.
Clarky and Tom, there's only one way we can settle this. We're going to have a... Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, I don't take coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast done on one side. I like my toast done on one side. I like my toast done on one side. Oh, I like my toast done. I like my toast done on one. I like my toast done on one side. Oh, I like my toast done. I like my toast done on one. I like my toast done on one side. I'm host of Landlord Matthew Crosby. Let's meet my pop-up pals. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
So hang on. In that song, Sting is an Englishman in New York and he likes his toast done on one side.
Under the grill, yeah, like we do over here in England. Anyway, so...
Or he's just got a broken toaster.
Or a broken toaster. There's plenty of options, yeah, yeah.
You know, actually, if you replace your toaster, you can actually save £10.
Now, listen, you can't make the toast on your own. Who have you brought to slice with you tonight? Tom.
Oh, I have bought my cool intern.
Bought?
Oh, no.
Luckily, you're a paid intern, apparently. So.
It's Anya Magliano!
It's Anya Magliano. Hello, Anya.
Anya Magliano.
Thank you so
much. Hello.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Apologies for Tom's voice and
don't worry. Many
other things. what kind of a flatmate are you to live with? Are you a good person to live with?
Yeah, I think I'm quite gentle flatmate presence, but okay. I come with a very toxic cat who like brings my average down because of his bad vibes.
You're sort of good cop to their bad cop.
Yeah, and he's evil cop and he's evil cat.
That sounds like a great film.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
What's the cat called?
Otis. I got him off Gumtree. And you can tell. something's missing. Some HDMI cable hasn't been plugged in properly.
What kind of stuff is Otis getting up to that is annoying the other flatmates?
He loves the other flatmates. He's a bad presence to me. Well, my other flatmate is called Harry, who I have actually spoken about on Brothers podcast, because he's like quite perfect in a way. That's fine. And I'm not jealous of it.
We actually tried to book Harry for tonight. Yeah.
It was Harry.
You couldn't afford to buy him, could you?
It was Harry.
I'm cheap as hell.
So am I right in thinking he works in the framing industry? Is that right?
He doesn't anymore now. He's working on a film.
Oh, cool.
So cool.
So cool. So cool.
You guys would love him. It's great. But yeah, my cat loves him. My cat hates me. It's a toxic relationship. I talk about it all the time. But my cat's name is Otis.
So you don't want to talk about it anymore, is that what you're saying? I've said enough about Otis.
He somehow finds his way into every orifice of my life.
What's the worst? Whoa.
Even I was worried about where that sentence was going to go for a second. You've drawn a triangle.
Let's just hope there's not an
and the letter
your
E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing Otis does?
Yeah.
What's his worst habit?
Well, he's shat in my flatmate's bed.
That's pretty bad.
And I got really angry about it when I found out that it's a sign of separation anxiety when my flatmate went away and he's never shat in
he's
my
never
bed.
He's never shat in your bed.
Yeah, and I'm there every day trying to squeeze it out of him onto my pillow, just saying, one little drop, please.
Anya, I'll shit in your bed.
Why did they go, oh, like it was an insult? Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, but I think I'm fine, like, outside of that. Though I will say, on Friday night, I did lock myself out and I had to call a locksmith and it cost £208.
Oh, no.
That's so much money. That's... But thankfully, Tom is paying me tonight. For a new set of keys.
What happened when you locked yourself out?
I just forgot my keys.
Oh, that's it. That's how it happens.
Yeah, just...
That's how it happens. Yeah. I wonder why you were dealt with on that one.
Classic story.
Have you ever heard of, like, being thick?
Oh, yeah. Heard of it. I live it, mate. Absolutely live it. So, Ben, who have you brought with you this week?
I have brought my not creepy uncle, Alistair Becker King!
Am I old enough to be your uncle, creepy or otherwise?
No, probably not. No, I'd say you're probably quite a bit younger than me.
I suppose you could be in unusual family structures. You can have a younger uncle, can't you?
That's true. Yeah.
So I'm
and
just,
that's what we have.
Like a young, like a
and
young
he's
hot
not
uncle.
Creepy.
Yeah, not creepy. Just a nice uncle.
Well, it's great to have you here, nice uncle.
I wouldn't want that to catch on as a nickname.
To be the nickname.
Although I've never had a nickname, so...
Nice uncle's not a bad nickname for you, I've got to say. The nice
that's
uncle comedy.
It. Nice uncle, yeah.
So, listen, what kind of a flatmate... what are the nieces and nephews of your flat? Think of you.
I think I'm a bad flatmate because I shed...
Oh, yeah.
You live in a shed.
Because I insist on the flatmates joining me in a shed. I feel like, because this is an audio medium, I should explain that I have the look of a sort of rangy man of the moors. And
surely
I
do.
Have long hair.
Yeah. Mm.
And, oh, it gets everywhere. And it's strong.
Like, yeah.
You know, like a spider's thread is strong relative to the size of a spider's body. My hair is like that. It's like steel. You can't... break it, it gets tangled. It gets. A flatmate found it at his gran's house.
Once. Rumble.
What were you doing with his
Rumbles.
Hair? Hold
Rumbles.
On.
I told them you weren't creepy, mate.
I'm more of a nice uncle than a creepy replace your granddad's type. I can't believe I'm having to defend this again. I have never been to that gran's house.
So your other flatmates are basically mules for your hair.
Yeah,
You'll
find it at
Johnny
work.
Appleseeding it around the
absolutely,
around the
yeah.
Town.
You'll find it everywhere. And when I move out, it doesn't stop. You'll keep finding it for up to 6 months.
Well, I'm glad we invited you around.
Seriously, in this room, you'll find it on your bags and about your person as you leave.
Do you ever find it, this is an intimate question, but do you ever find it wrapped around parts of your body, specifically one part of your body?
What would be a nice uncle way of answering that?
No, and move on, I think.
Does it do for hoovers?
Oh, it's nightmarish. You have to get those pet hoovers that chop it up. Wow. The ones designed for pet hair. Because what happens is the nozzle will become entirely dense, entirely solid with hair. But then I'll pull it out and I'll have that. You know that scene? I don't have any kids. You know that scene in films when the dad sees the kid and suddenly connects with it? As I look, it's like I recognise myself in the little dense homunculus.
Little hair baby. Hair.
Yeah, well, sometimes...
Son?
Yes, I was like, oh.
It looks like your friend's grandma.
Yeah, so I'm a bad housemate, is what I'm saying. Bad flatmate.
Oh, they're considered making you wear, like, you know, if you work at the deli counter at Sainsbury's, you've got to wear the little sort of blue shower cap.
Yeah.
Have they ever
around the house? Yeah.
You've got, because you've also got to wear them for beards now, haven't you, as well at the deli counter? You've got to have a double shower cap on the bottom, shower cap on the top of the head. Yeah. Have they ever suggested that? Could you suggest that?
I wear one of those full Socko suits, you know, for forensic scientists when there's been a murder, those where they're all white. And only their eyes are visible. That's how I make breakfast now.
But it's only your DNA you're finding. So our guests have had a good grilling. It feels like they're nicely warmed up for round one. Woo!
The birds were singing and the alarm was ringing and the morning sun was far too bright. My stomach was rumbling and my sheets were wet. I needed Weetabix to make it all right. There was sleep in my eye and piss down my pants. It was dripping down all over my feet. When I got to the kitchen where the temperature's rising, I discovered I'd left the milk out of the fridge and it was starting to foam in the heat. But oh baby, I know it's not the end of the world. Oh, everything's gonna be alright. Cause I've just found the last two pieces of bread and they're crusty and thick and white. And I got me some spread so I'll have toast instead. But there's a lesson that I've never learned. Unless you recheck the settings on your toaster, then your toast, it could end up burnt. Cause just like that, what the hell, on my toast has been overdone. Toasting was over, just like that, what the hell, overdone, done, done. Just like that, what the hell, all my toast has been overdone. Cause when I was bed when someone changed the setting up to 5 instead of 2. So like some loser, I'm scraping burnt bits into the bin and remembering I've wet the bed.
What a voice. What a voice he had.
What a voice he used to have, eh?
That's how I lost my voice. Yeah. That's how I lost it.
And tonight, he's just loaf.
Yeah. He's just pure loaf. This
Jesus, guys.
This first round is called Mum's Spaghetti on Buttered Toast. It's a rap battle with a difference.
If you say it like that, it sounds terrible.
How would you say it to make it sound good?
It's a rap battle with a difference. No one here can rap. And another difference. Rather than slam one another, we'd like you to pay your opponent compliments in rhyme. Okay, so I'm awarding up to 5 points for flow and 5 points for kindness. So, here we go, folks. We'll start with Tom and Alistair, OK? Now, we explained the games to Alistair and Anya before, and I saw Alistair sat with his phone looking a little bit nervous. I said, what's going on? He said, oh, I'm currently Googling rap terminology. Yes.
I've never heard a rap, so it's very exciting for me.
So, look out for some new rap terminology. Alistair's learned in the last half hour. All right, DJ Gwyn Doctor... Will you set those wheels of steel in motion? It's Tom and Alistair, a compliment rap battle. Off we go.
Okay. Alistair, your eyes, I love them. I love the fact you come from County Durham. I don't think that you look weird, and I want to lick your beard. Yeah. Ha!
So there's no pause, and I just start rapping.
Yeah, yeah.
You can take a bit of a pause if you want.
Current beat.
I mean, there is a pause.
The thing is, I'm a northern white man, so I've never rapped or given or received a compliment at any point in my life. So it's really, I'm 3 for 3 here. So my understanding is they begin. No, I can't believe I'm it. Well, Tom, thank you for your message. That's more replying to an email, isn't it?
It's rare in a rap battle you get an RSVP. It's very
warm regards.
Sorry, didn't see this till now. It's not like I jokingly can't do it. Tom, I didn't think your shoes smelled as badly as was implied.
What flow!
So just probably need a word that rhymes with implied. P.S. I have died. Gosh, I feel like that might have gone on longer than it should have. I'm really sorry.
I tell you what, there was a real twist in the tail there at the end.
But I feel like because I'm dead, that thing that means I don't have to do any more rapping.
Well, let's see. Oh, no, I'm checking the script and you do. You do actually have to do some. But
it's not fair because Tupac didn't do any more. Wait, does he know about rap or not? No, I've just heard of one rapper. Is Tupac a rapper?
Tupac is a rapper, yeah.
Yes.
But they did release quite a lot of stuff posthumously, which led to people thinking he may still be alive. Anyway, so...
I thought I was out and they pulled me back in.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm going to have to award some points there. So, Tom, I have to... gorgeous flow.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to give you 4 out of 5 for your flow.
Ooh,
strong flow.
But
man,
for kindness, licking the beard, it's a 5 out of 5. Five Beautiful. Out of five, yeah. Okay, I feel
I'm
bad.
I'm really sorry.
I don't want to speak ill of the dead. That's my problem here now. Can I give you? I think I don't want to set the bar too high, but I'm going to give you a 1 for flow.
Oh, that's.
If I give you a 3, it will suggest that people can be worse than that. We really have to play the rest of this game. So, and for kindness. Well, the stuff you said, you kept it quite short. 2 for kindness.
Jeez, that's... Oh, wow. Yeah. Do people normally do this badly in the game?
I'm going to be honest with you, no. Luckily, I'm not being awarded on kindness tonight. Okay, next up is Ben and Anya. Remember, if you can't say anything nice, rhyme something lovely. DJ Gwyn Doctor, hit it.
Yeah.
Jeez. Motherfucker.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Someone's
whoa,
gave
whoa,
us
whoa.
Some terminology.
But a good one. Thank you.
Is that the start? And I love it. Ben, I like your tweets about the Suez Canal. I think you should do more, and they're not banal.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, hello. Thanks, mate. I needed that. It's genuinely quite nice getting compliments.
Is it nice rapping as well?
Yeah. Anya, you're really nice. You're made from sugar and spice and all things good. Yeah, I like your hair. It goes down to there. When I find it around the flats, it's not unbreakable. It's easy to hoover up.
What the hell? What? I'm not even in this round.
I'm sorry. I have to throw you under the bus. This guy's a creepy uncle.
Oh, Any more from Anya?
Ben, your t-shirt looks really clean. I think you are a scream.
Ben, she thinks you're an absolute scream.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Anya, I like your surname. I was really nervous saying it at the start. Did I pronounce it right? I really hope so. Love you.
Why? Both of you.
You could have rhymed it with her surname. Her surname rhymes with so.
I love you.
Why are both of you rapping in formal letters? They all go, yours it silly. Bye.
Okay. Can you come up with something just to
oh, yeah, Anya.
Close us off here? Yeah.
I hope you like bread. I'll come round and shit in your bed.
There we go. There we go. I knew you had it in you. Right. Straight away. It's going to be five for kindness, five for flow there for Anya. Lovely.
Yes.
Lovely stuff on it.
We do it.
And Clarky.
Goes up to 10, right? Lay it on me.
Flo was a little. I'm going to give you 2 for Flo.
What the fuck is going on here?
There's a real
That's
issue.
What we were all thinking while you were rapping, mate.
You guys have got a real flow issue. Okay.
So I'm going to give you 2 for Flo. But there was kindness in there. You did say you loved Anya, which is very nice. So I'm going to give you 3.
First time anyone's ever said it as well.
I'm going to give you 3 out of 5 for kindness.
Thank
right.
you.
Anya, you're still up and you are now okay. battling with Alistair. So take a moment to take a moment to praise one another. Yep.
Oh, he's taking the mic out?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, sorry, it's just that's what Tom did. I thought that's how we... I don't know what rap is! I'll put it back in. It's unnecessary.
No, don't put it back.
Don't mess with the formula that works, okay.
Let Anya get inside your head here. Okay, so you take a moment to appraise one another. DJ Gwyn Doctor, take us down to Naughty Town with a fresh beat.
Who's starting?
I think it should be you.
I tell you what, let's make it Alistair because you've rapped most recently. Alistair, you can start. Come on.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
He's going to write something down. You can't get a pen out.
All I've done is I wrote down the word motherfucker when you said it. But the pen didn't work, so I.
Notoriously hard to write with.
It's like a rude squiggle. Well. Yo, 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 etc.
Yeah.
Anya, you are of mixed heritage, Italian and something else.
That's so nice.
I think it's Polish. Don't want to put my... Yes, it's Polish.
Worst episode of Who Do You Think You Are ever.
And if I had a hype man, he would say Polish. Polish, he would
Polish.
Say.
Polish. Sorry, I should be doing this. Polish.
Polish.
Polish. Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the Polish.
Also.
Bonus points, surely.
Also, you are delish. Delicious. I rhyme. Rap is finished.
Okay, Anya, what do you make of that?
I'm just processing it really quickly. Okay. Oh no, I'm panicking.
Don't panic, don't panic.
Don't panic,
okay.
Stay calm.
Do please panic.
Even though you said I'm delish, I don't think you're a creepy uncle. I think you're a nice one. Nothing rhymes with uncle, but I like your t-shirt.
I feel like you used that before already, the t-shirt thing. It doesn't feel genuine.
Oh, yeah. No, you're, as a team, you have really nice t-shirts. And my compliments spread wide, like your hair. If I found your hair in my sink, I would weave it into a nice tapestry, which I think you would like, given your general vibe. My flow's really fallen apart.
Okay, DJ Spin Doctor, Gwyn Doctor, kill it there, mate, kill it. Okay.
I will say, Tom warned me about uncle, but I went straight into it. I wrote down uncle, and he said, don't go there, and I went there.
I mean, we could have accepted jungle, I guess. It would have been,
jungle. You know,
I mean, it would have been more of a rhyme than anything either of you said, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely going to give it... I mean, the sound of the Polish was definitely... bonus points for Tom there. So 2 points to Tom there. Bonus points. Alistair, you're a definite improvement in your flow there. Oh. So 2 points for flow.
So that's a 100% improvement.
Yeah, 100% improvement. Yeah.
That's pretty significant.
Congratulations. In terms of compliments, you said that Annie was delish. I think
yep.
That's
and Italian.
And Italian. I mean, yes, a factual compliment there. So again, I'm going to give you 2 points there for that. So that's 4 points to you, Anya. Your flow did suffer, I'm afraid. 1 point for your flow. But you certainly said nice stuff about the t-shirt. So 2 points there. Final rap battle. It's BFF Buddy Boys Ben and Tom. Now, say all the things you've left unsaid over the last 3 decades. DJ Quinn Doctor, geez, you know how I like it. Will you play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
If you were food, I'd eat you up like I'm a Greedian. You're my number one friend and my second favourite comedian. Oh, you got a lovely round head. I'd like to come around and shit in your bed. I'm so-
Your full name is Benedict. You've got the kind of beard that I wish I'd licked. I think your face has a nice bone structure. If I was your girlfriend, I'd be glad that I fucked you. I love that your hair colour can't be defined. Is it strawberry blonde or autumn wine? It's a really indefinable hair colour. Is it blonde or something other?
Is that a compliment?
I'd sing you a song if I had the choice, but I'm not gonna do it because I've lost my voice.
Oh, lovely. Any response to Thomas? He's giving you a lot. Yeah. Good stuff there. Any...
Thank you. Mate. I think you're great.
That's it. That's it. Okay, thank you, mate. I think you're great. Okay, well.
I like how Tom's voice breaking made it sound really sincere.
Yeah, yeah. Learned that from Tupac, you did that.
Now, Tom, a gorgeous flow there. Really
strong flow.
Really, really strong flow. Yeah, really, really good. And you're allowed to say it was strong flow. You're allowed to say it because that's the rap style to big yourself up. So it's very, very strong flow. Very, very good. Beautiful compliments. I'm going to give you 5 out of 5 what? On both counts.
What?
Very strong. Thank God. Clarkey.
You're wrong, Tom.
Clarkey started with some nice flow.
Thank you.
Mate. To use your catchphrase. Started with a nice flow. The second bit is slightly...
Well, the second bit's a curveball, isn't it? No one else did a fucking second bit, did they?
I did.
Oh.
I'd say...
And it was really good.
Yeah.
And also, your first bit was only half a bit, really.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Whoa. I'm just about to award you points for kindness.
But enjoy it.
5 out of 5 for kindness.
I always but do.
A 2 out of 5 for flow. So, producer Gwyn, for one final time, the Gwyn Doctor himself, give us the scores and some compliments over a tasty beat.
Okay. Hang on. Here we go.
Like all good raps, it begins with hang on.
Hang on. Here we go. I don't really know what to say. The scores are a runaway. Tom and Anya have 34, and Ben and Alistair have 19.
Hey! Hey! So Tom and Anya are in the lead, but yes. Are Ben and Alistair toast? We'll find out in part two. See you after that.
Yes!
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Flatshare Slamdown! Now, before the break, Tom and Anya were in the lead. That hasn't changed, and neither has my hunger for warmed granary. So, let's separate the wheat from the chaff as we play round two. It's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together! Games! Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there, do as you're told! Games! If you lose, you get nothing! Games! If you win, you get gold!
Gold!
Look!
Gold!
Yes!
Gold!
Put that on TikTok.
Let's get it on TikTok.
Shift some units.
Get it on the TikTok. All right. This week, we're playing our version of Dingbats, which we're calling Hustingbats. The UK has a new Prime Minister.
Hooray!
Which is sad news for everyone. Not because it's Liz Truss, she's obviously brilliant. No, it's the sad news is that hustings season is over, but worry not, folks. This game imagines our four contestants are vying for your vote. I'm going to give them four areas of life that need improving, and they have to briefly outline their bold new plans for that area. Our audience will decide who they would deem has the best policy. The winner of each category gets a point, but the person with the most points for that from the entire round, and therefore is our new PM, gets a whopping 5 points. 5 points.
5 points?
5 whole points for winning the round. Go on, what? Do you prefer it to be less, more?
Bit more for that, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
10 points for 10 Downing Street?
That's nice.
Okay,
that's good. And also, we're about 40 points behind. Yeah. So.
that's the main thing I'm thinking
about. I don't
think
anybody quite knows why, but we're doing quite poorly.
Okay, you know
what? I can't figure it out.
I'm in a good mood now that my woman's PM, so yeah, why not? I'll give you 10 points.
Yeah.
I'll give you 10. Okay, so our opening category is lunch. Tom, we'd like to hear from you first. If we elect you leader, what would be your policy on the humble lunch? Tom.
Guys, if you elect me as your leader, everyone loves brunch. It takes lunch and it improves it by melding it with another meal. I'm not going to stop there. You back me, I'm going to be giving you lunch. It's after lunch and before dinner. Lunch. Who wouldn't enjoy a lovely bit of lunch with their friends?
What's the glur sound? What are you melding it with?
It's lunch. It's D-L-U-N-N.
Lunch.
Lunch.
Oh, lunch.
Lunch.
You're saying lunch.
Say it with me.
Lunch. Hard to say. Lovely to eat. Anya, what's your policy on lunch?
Okay, my policy on lunch, if you elect me, is that meal deals apply to any three items in the world.
Not hearing anyone say lunch anymore.
I printed all the t-shirts.
Okay, Alistair.
I just want to draw attention to the fact that as I speak, I'm pressing my thumb into my hand in the way that politicians do to avoid pointing, but it makes them look weird.
Yeah.
So that suggests authority and confidence. My plan for lunch, outright ban.
I like it.
Bum bum bum.
Outright ban.
Tough on lunch, tough on the causes of lunch.
Don't worry, Tom. Lunch is fine.
It's lunch. No lunch.
Lunch is fine. Clarkie.
I'm also... I'm going to hammer the table.
Okay, all right.
I think that lunch should last for longer. I'm proposing lunch goes on until dinner.
Straight through lunch.
Straight through...
straight through your glunch, through your glunch there, I should say. Right. Okay, so we're talking about, we've got glunch, we've got meal deal, we've got outright ban with a plea for clemency, and we've got all the way from lunch straight into dinner.
Bull, fuck yeah. Can I just stress, by the way, glunch means lunch.
You're saying glunch, man. Yeah. You're saying glunch.
Really confusing. I'm gonna say it's probably between for my mind it's probably between Anya and Ben. So we can have cheers for Anya. And for Ben.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Sorry to do that to you, mate. Sorry to do that to you.
I just like. I actually think this round should be worth 1 point.
I can't believe we got Sunak. This is outrageous.
Our next category is beaches. Anya, I'd like you to hear from you first. What is your proposal for beaches?
Okay, I think sand can be annoying when it gets in the cracks, and everyone has a crack, no matter who they are. Crack is the great leveller of our bodies. And now let me say this.
I found that this weekend at the music festival. Let me tell you, man.
All the sand, because I think...
Well, sorry. Absolutely no idea what crack does to a human's body. Doing the peace sign and pretending like you're smoking it like this. Oh, I've just smoked some crack, man. I'm so mellow. It's like...
The outtakes of Trainspotting. Yeah. Is that what they do in Trainspotting? I haven't seen Trainspotting. But my proposal is, because I think pebble beaches are bad because they're too hard on the feet. Mm. So what if all the sand was glued together? And it's glued together by the losing team.
I think what you're doing is describing concrete.
Concrete beaches. And they can go in your meal deal. It's hard to go first. Yes.
I pulled lunch out of thin air, mate.
Alistair, beaches, please.
Doing two thumbs this time. I'm doing it with both hands. Yeah. Simultaneously, yeah. Like a marionette. So, beaches, first of all, as an aficionado of rap music.
Drop a beat, please.
For goodness sake, do not drop a beat.
No!
I would say my policy is that beaches near the sea should be... Yeah, that was an actual rhyme. Sorry, you shouldn't get distracted from your rap when you rhyme. I think we should pronounce it biatches. That is more hip-hop. Biatches.
Wow.
Just doing the hands, just more of the thumb thing.
Well, it's not going to be that one, is it? So,
come on, I've got so much into this.
Sorry, was the proposal that beaches be called biatches?
Biatches, yeah, to make them more edgy.
Great, actually, great.
I like pebble beaches because they're like low res normal beaches. So it's got a sort of Amstrad-y 90s feeling for me.
It's downloading. Give it 20 years, it'll be sand.
Yeah. Clarky.
Yes, mate. I think the best beach. The best bit about a beach.
Yes, go on. What do you think?
I know I sound the most hungover, but Clark is the one with the real hangover.
Beaches are amazing, but we only have one of them by the sea.
Oh.
I think everyone should have back garden beaches instead of grass, sand.
Yes. With like water. A golf course.
Like a bunker, yeah. Yeah.
Every house gets a bunker.
The hardest golf course ever.
Garden beaches.
Garden beaches.
Are you talking about geeches?
You've been reading his manifesto, Clarky. Harry, what is your policy for beaches?
On every beach, a 3-metre strip of towel between the sea and the sand. So when you come out of the sea, you go on the towel. You have a little wiggle, and then you dry onto the sand.
You dry. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
At least one supporter there. Very idea of a giant communal towel. Very into the idea of that.
The towel strip.
A towel strip. Okay, so we've got the. Let's talk us through it again. The
concrete
beach. Yes. Welcome to the world of the concrete beach. We've got
Biatches.
Yes. Wonder why I forgot all of these. concrete. We've got Alistair's
answer.
The beaches. Yeah.
We've got the bunkers, and we've got
towel strip.
Okay. I think it's for me. It's got to be between. Just because I want to put it to a vote, it's got to be between Tom and Alistair. So,
I don't know, I think Gleaches has got... Popping down the Gleach for lunch sounds great.
All right, do you know what?
Lunch on the Gleach.
Okay, I'll accept that. Clarkie's backyard bunker... Which, by the way, is now available.
Don't Google it.
It's back available on Blu-ray. By the way, that is after being banned for a brief period with a new cut of Clarkie's backyard bunker. It's available from our website. So Clarkie's backyard bunker. Or of course, whatever the fuck Tom said. Clarkie. Or Tom's towel strip. The points go to Clarkie there. Next, it's exercise. Alistair, we'd like to hear from you first. What would you, if we elected you leader, what would that mean for the future of exercise?
I'm doing the thumb things with both hands, both feet. And again, I'm going to fall back on outright ban.
Wow.
Okay.
Very popular.
People are coming round.
Clarkie.
Fuck gyms.
Oh, yeah.
You go, it's the best form of exercise. It's the most fun.
Nature's gym.
Exactly. So, fuck gym.
Get yourself down Clarkie's backyard bunker.
Fuck gym in your bunker.
fuck gym in the bunker, yeah. I like it.
Fuck gym in the bunker. Thank you, Jim.
Parry.
Let me talk to you about Drexercise. It's exercise with drones. No further questions.
Okay, drone. Exercise with drones. And Anya, what are you suggesting?
Okay, I think exercise should be measured in a new way.
Okay.
Where it's called the Neil Armstrong method.
Okay.
Where one small step equals one giant leap for mankind.
Yes.
So you only need to do one small step a day and you could have invented like the light bulb.
As Neil Armstrong famously did. He found him in a crater, didn't he? When he was playing golf.
The moon is nature's light bulb at night.
Okay, so we've got an outright ban, we've got fuck gyms, we've got exercise with drones, and we've got the Neil Armstrong moon light bulb program, which, by the way, is also now currently available on DVD.
I think all of these need to go to the vote.
Okay, we'll start with Alistair. Outright ban? Clarkie, fuck gyms? Yeah.
No. I've got one taker and a fuck gym.
And upsettingly,
me and you, baby.
Upsettingly, it's my auntie.
It was only a matter of time.
Is she a nice auntie or a weird auntie?
It depends on how many pints she's had, I think.
I can't believe Ben's going to be my uncle.
Bunkle!
Uncle
Coalition.
Drone exercise.
Drexercise.
And then finally, the Neil Armstrong moonlight bulb method.
Not bad.
I think that probably goes to Anya, though. I think that may have just beaten Fuck Jims in outright bad, I think. So congratulations. Another point to Anya. Right, here we go. Finally, Ben, you're to begin. Podcasting. What is your bold vision for podcasting?
Outright bad.
You've had too much of them. They're fucking boring.
It's worked before.
Talking.
Thank you, Clarky. Harry.
Podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Podcasts about fucking. Podcasts about my auntie fucking my best friend.
My uncle made a porter.
I don't know what mine is.
What a way to find out your best friend. Anya, what's yours for podcasting?
I don't know. I'm crumbling. What about every meal deal applies? podcasting. Every podcast, new topic that's submitted where, no offence, it's just white men hosting it.
Sure.
And I know that's your culture and I love it.
Thank you, actually.
It has to be submitted to a board of people made up of this lovely audience who I think are so nice.
She's good. She is good.
Yeah. So, Alistair.
When you listen to American podcasters and they misuse a common phrase and no one calls them upon it, examples include could care less. And I stepped foot in there instead of I set foot in there.
I stepped foot on the moon and found a light bulb.
There's a branch of Wicks up there.
In that situation, those podcasters die.
Wowie.
That's good.
Hang on. If the policy was misuse a phrase and die, we'd last 5 minutes.
Just to be clear, for the wording of the policy, it's only Americans. So.
Strong. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. It's tricky to call this one. Tricky to call. So we're going to do this again. So we started, of course, with Clarkey, and yours was
outright ban.
Outright ban.
They love podcasts.
The wrong crowd.
They love the podcasts. I'm playing to the wrong crowd.
I'm proud for this. Podcast about fucking hosted by your auntie.
That was quite an anti-centric cheer.
Yeah, there was
really feels local, like the epicenter was clear.
Localised around the nieces there.
Which is your Blu-ray, isn't it?
Anya, what was yours? I remember you saying I'm crumbling and then I blacked out.
I think I did as well. Mine was any new podcast which is just straight white men.
Yes, talking has to be
adjudicated by a panel
of
judges.
A panel. What do we think?
They love their straight white men. They love their straight white men.
This is I think Paris Auntie's going to win.
No.
Or could it be the death to Americans who misuse phrases?
Thank God.
I don't make the rules. I just stick to them. A point to Alistair there. So that means that Anya, with 2 points, is our Prime Minister.
Yay!
10 bonus points to her. But Gwyn, what has that done to the scores?
So it's important to remember this is just a snapshot of the scores at this point in time.
Oh, yes.
And the real important scores come at the end of
the podcast.
But as it stands, Tom and Anya have 44. A 44-point lead against Ben and Alistair's 19.
Ah! Oh. How can they not?
I think I've scored this wrong, you know. It's fake news.
Should we take another short break? Is that the idea? Maybe of a day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll pick all that up in post.
Sure. I'll work it out.
We'll go for a working lunch and sort it out.
Now, as politicians, it's vital that we listen to our constituents and try to solve their problems. So let's air our grubby grievances in the gravy-flavoured court of Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Jack, who is in the audience and writes... On mine and my partner's balcony is a ledge past our metal railing. Occasionally, pigeons sit there. I leave them peacefully, but my partner, India, shoots them with a water pistol. She says it is part of the balcony that is ours. I say it's communal and free for pigeon use. It's a strong beef from Jack. And India. Now, Tom and Anya, you're on the side of Jack. Ben and Alistair, you're on the side of India.
Fucking right.
Are we on the side of the pigeons?
You're on the side of the pigeons as well, yeah. Jack, yes. Jack and the pigeons.
Jack and the pigeons.
India and her shooter. So.
A Jack amongst the pigeons.
A Jack amongst the pigeons.
Okay, okay.
Ten points?
Yeah, deducted. Sure. No, of course you're going to have another lovely 10 points. It's not going to make a difference. No, any questions now? Any questions you have? A cross-examination of... Let's start with Jack. India, you're also here as well. Let's start with Jack. Any questions for Jack, first of all, from either team?
What's your... Oh, wait, no. You don't shoot them, do you?
I don't shoot them.
Then I have no questions. Good question.
Is that your question?
Good question. Can I just check? Are you both shooting them? Because in a week, I'm not sure what the problem is. So Jack doesn't shoot the pigeons. India does shoot the pigeons.
Right.
You are on India's side.
Of course I am. Jack, what's your fucking problem, mate?
Okay. Yeah, that's conjecture. Anya?
I have one. What's your diet?
Both meat eaters.
Both meat eaters, okay.
Hypocrites.
What's the pigeons' diet?
We don't see. They just come and... Well, in fairness, I'm doing myself a disservice here, but they just come and shit on the ledge and then fly away. So it looks like...
Shit on the ledge.
White runny soup, I guess, is what they're eating.
Worst lunch ever.
Any other questions for Jack while we have him?
Jack, are you familiar with the phrase virtue signalling?
I'm not.
Well...
Touché.
Then no further questions. He's sharp.
He is sharp.
We have to work hard.
There's railings, then a ledge.
Yeah, it's the metal.
So there's the outside world, then a ledge, then metal railings, then your balcony.
Yes.
And your property extends past the metal railings that are the boundaries of your property.
Well, this is the...
I love how you're doing all this and then you're going to be like, a pig and a hat.
It's a fair point, actually.
Absolutely rumbled.
Yeah. I mean... It would be weird if Tom sat this one round out, because you know, your questions are, so which one are you again? Which one of the two is Jack? Do I like you or dislike you? I can't remember. So we're talking about a balcony that goes, it goes beyond the railing, obviously. You can't have the railing on the other side of that if you fall through the gap. So yeah, but you it's a dispute as to whether that's communal area.
Yeah, balcony, railing.
A little bit more balcony.
Ledge.
Yeah, or ledge.
But you can't do anything on that bit of ledge. It's just
maybe
there
tried.
On the other side.
What's India proposing you do on that ledge? Some people like to fucking pigeon shit. That's all I'm saying.
It's been we've a got, grubby old episode, hasn't
we've,
it?
We've got a Discord if you want to join it, by the way. Any other questions for Jack? India's here as well. Any questions for India, if you've got a question for India?
Is your problem, Jack, then, that it's like, because they're off, they're outside, like if they were on the balcony, you wouldn't have a problem with shooting them?
Yeah, so if they come on to, if they pass the metal railing, yeah, then fair game.
They've, you fuck them, don't you?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
Any more questions? Any more questions at all?
Do you have a pet?
No pets.
Yes.
Okay.
That you know of. Thank you.
Well, hopefully that is enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I'm going to call upon Anya Magliano. You have 1 minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Your time starts now.
Okay, I think these pigeons, like, forget about them. I think the problem is that this gun made out of water when they're...
Invented by Buzz Aldrin.
I said at the beginning, have you ever heard of being thick? I think there is a drought on. I don't know if you've heard. And I think, India, there's better uses for water. You could be doing better things with water, like spraying it at the ground. And my second point is, ever heard of a little thing called love? Try showing it to the pigeons or use a real gun.
No half measures. Thank you, Anya Magliano. Very strong. Open the case for the prosecution. And to open the case for the defence, I call upon Alistair Beckett King. Your minute begins now.
Where does it end? A pigeon on the balcony, a fox on the doorstep, a wolf in the letterbox. 9 owls jammed in the guttering. Need I go on? An elk in the bedroom. 3 bears in behind a, under a counterpane. I don't. Where does it end?
Yeah, it is a good point.
It is a good point, thank you. And further to that, I say, boundaries. When I look at the world, when I look into the eyes of a newborn child, am I proud to bring that child into a world where we say, oh, that is the extent of our property. Cross that line and you are on something that belongs to me. Could I be that heartless? No. No. That boundary is a legal fiction. It gives you no more or less right to shoot pigeons. Shoot pigeons everywhere or shoot pigeons nowhere.
Very strong case. Very strong case. How do you think it's going so far, Jack, in India? Jack?
Mixed.
Yeah. Sort of some people have been in favour of you, other people have been in favour of, of India, it is.
It's funny
it's
that.
Like we can't really pick a side. India, how are you feeling?
I feel like I have additional context, but you don't have to have the context.
We'll take a bit of context. Yeah, why not? If that's, you know, if that's okay with everyone.
I mean, procedurally in a court, this wouldn't be acceptable.
No.
Have you seen Legally Blonde?
Oh, the Legally Blonde defence.
With my hair? Yeah. I've watched it recently for the first time. It's quite good.
I housed these pigeons. They laid eggs in the flower box, killed my wildflower seedlings, and yet I nurtured them from eggs to pigeons, and then they flew the nest. And then it got to a point where it was like a battery farm because they just kept laying more eggs. And that's when I said, that's enough.
Enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
Sure.
Wow. Okay.
Well, let's see if
I tell
that
you what,
makes...
it would have made it easier to defend you if I had known that before I had to do all that stuff about elks. It would have been great to have that.
Well, you raised them. You encouraged them. Then you started shooting them.
Yes.
And you think that argument helps you?
Well, let's see what it does to the pig in the hat defence. Now, Tom, are you going to be representing the prosecution as yourself tonight?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a John Grisham defence lawyer.
Oh, yes.
Who goes by the name of Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and providing your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Fanshawe.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Pardon me, I've been up late working on the defence today. I may be a bit more croaky than usual. This here story here of Jack and India there, it's kind of got me thinking, hell, I recognise some of you in the jury. We local people. We from round here, we don't know no big words like them there lawyers from the big city, Elk. Sounds like something the Canadians use. Hearing Jack and India's story, that kind of got reminding me of a story I'm sure you've all heard. Back when I was a young lad working the farm, college but a dream in my eyes, I'd be standing there every morning out there on the farm, hugging the fence, painting the ground. I was a bad farm boy. One day there's a rustling in the trees. Hey, ain't seen anything like it before in my life. Stone the crows if what walked out of that bush was a pig wearing a hat. As bold as brass. 10-gallon Stetson. Cocky walk, wink of the eye. And then he was gone. Hell, for 3 months, every day that pig arrived, cocking his hat, shaking his tail. Sometimes he'd bring me a little acorn, pushing it along with his snout. 3 months passed and we ate gammon for Sunday dinner. Tastiest gammon you ever tasted in your life. Let me tell you, that hat for dessert won't bat either. But come Monday morning, I found myself looking towards that bush, hoping for another acorn. And it never did arrive. I also once fucked a goose. And he stopped laying golden eggs. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Fanshawe Standen. Thank you for the context, by the way, India. It really helped. So, all that remains is to conclude the case for the defense. Ben, you have a minute, and it begins now.
Everyone hates pigeons. They're the worst bird, and birds are the worst mammal. They're dirty. They're racists. So I actually think you should lean into it, find new ways to kill them. Do you know that if you eat... I know if you eat a pigeon, you'll kill it. A lot of people know that. If you feed a pigeon rice, it'll explode. You heard this? If you feed uncooked rice, but if you feed a pigeon cooked rice, it shrinks.
Oh no, they'll say, it's Uncle Ben's rice.
The defence rests.
Lovely stuff, Ben Clark there.
Mm.
I'd just like to add that I also fucked a goose.
I'm afraid that the time's over. Oh, the jury cannot use that information. I'm afraid not. So now I can't make the decision myself as I'm already worn out from casting my vote for Busy Lizzie Truss Truss. So instead, I'm calling upon our live Phoenix audience to make the call. So if you think Fanshawe and Anya and therefore Jack is in the right, applaud now. But if you think Ben and Alistair made the best case, please applaud now. I think, you know what? You get the 1 point. There you go. Guys, you've got the 1 point. I believe by Gwyn's scoring, that's 20 points you've got. Could be 19, I'm not sure. Could be 19. So huge thanks to Jack and to India. How do you feel about the results?
You've all just voted for genocide. Thanks very much.
It's a water pistol.
It started off with a water... Yeah, it was just like... You're not murdering them. You're not sticking acid in the water pistol,
I just
you?
Want to tell them it's not a safe space for them to have more eggs.
Yeah, that's... that. We should have said that.
Yeah.
that was good, actually.
That's actually better. So anyway, you still won, so it's fine. So now the show has truly reached fever pitch, and quite frankly, that's not my tempo. So let's slow it down, boys, with a quickfire round jingle.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's always so amusing that it has a long introduction.
Ooh, we are amused.
It has a long introduction when it should be really short. I guess you could say that it is a tradition. This quickfire jingle going really long and everyone enjoys it.
Look at their excited faces.
Or at least I thought they did, until I got the following WhatsApp message on the Pappy's WhatsApp group, which is called Pappy to Meet You. Matthew Crosby wrote at 9:10, "Hey Ben and Tom.
Two blue ticks.
I hope you had nice summers. Looking forward to the next couple of recordings. Just a thought, I've been chatting with producer Caution. We were thinking in the future, maybe let's try and keep the quick fire jingle.
Go on.
A little bit shorter. Do you think that's an idea? Don't get me wrong, I understand the joke is that it should be short, but it goes on really long. But recently it's got really long.
But Crosby people love
some
that.
Of them go on for 3 minutes and it's causing a loss of momentum. I don't want to be treading on any shoes here. Just think about it. I think you can come up with a fix. It's a little bit shorter.
Ooh, go fuck yourself.
That's a little bit shorter. See what you can do. Then after that message, there's a reply that I wrote. I wrote a reply And it went like this. Dear Matthew, thank you for your message.
Always lovely to hear from
I'm sure that we can think about that. It's an interesting suggestion. To be honest, it would be a relief to me personally if we did start making the jingle quite short, because sometimes I run out of ideas.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Of what to talk about in the jingle, especially for 3 minutes. For instance, with the next jingle I'm recording, I'm thinking about pretending that you wrote a message to make the jingle shorter.
Where do you get it from?
I'm just gonna make up a WhatsApp message and pretend it came from you. Then I'll reply to that message in the jingle, and it will all go on for a very long time. Do you think that's a good idea? And then there was no reply, 'cause the conversation was made up. Oh well, well, now it's time to get on with the quick fire round.
Tom, that may have been a fiction, but you really captured my voice.
I know.
I'm always using the expression, I don't want to be treading on any shoes here.
Especially not my shoes.
Don't have the particles coming up. Anyway, this is the quickfire round. And as our show is about toast, I'm going to ask that every response is presented as a loyal toast by prefacing your answer with the words, please raise your glass and join me in celebrating, and then give the answer. So if I ask you to complete the name of A.A. Milne's popular bear character, Winnie the, you'd say, please raise your glasses and join me in celebrating Pooh. Audiences, we'd love you to join them by toasting that answer right back.
Bring out the Prosecco. Bring it. Imagine.
Imagine Prosecco. instead of buzzers.
It, guys. It's like champagne, but worse.
Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first names. Tom and Anya, let's hear that.
Tom.
Anya. Ooh.
Ben and Alistair.
Ben.
Alistair.
Off we go. What is the name of the condition where the body's immune system attacks and destroys the cells that produce insulin?
A toast. Please, everyone, join me in a toast to diabetes.
Diabetes! What do you call the feeling of having drunk too much the previous day?
Tom.
Tom.
Please join me in a toast for hangovers!
Hangovers!
Hangovers.
Litter, oil slicks, and the pumping of toxic gas into the air are all forms of what?
Please enjoy me and rate...
Alistair.
Oh.
She didn't say Simon Says. She didn't say her name. Doesn't count.
Alistair.
We need points. Please join me. What do you have to say? Please join me in a toast to pollution.
Pollution! Yes. You know, 2 points for that. It's really not going to make any difference. Name the small, yellow and black stripy insects who resemble bees and ruin
toilets.
I think it was Tom first there.
To wasps.
Wasps! Wasps! What is the economic system in which private individuals own and control most of the factors of production?
Alistair.
Alistair.
Please join me in a toast to capitalism.
Capitalism, everybody. Ah. What is the nickname of Simon Liebev, whose escapades defrauding women out of money via a dating app was made into a Netflix documentary?
Anya.
Anya.
Please join me in toasting to the Tinder swindler.
The Tinder swindler, everybody. Tinder swindler.
A misunderstood guy.
What term is commonly used for striking the end of your foot against a hard surface?
Ben. Please join me in celebrating stubbing your toe.
Stubbing your toe.
Don't want to step on any shoes.
Don't want to step on any shoes there, guys. Who is the current Prime Minister of the UK?
Tom.
Anya.
Tom. Go on, Tom.
To Liz Truss, everyone!
To Liz Truss!
There's the clip for TikTok.
Yeah. Mad that a positive one stuck in at the end, isn't it? But that's the end of the round and the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores, Anya and Alistair, anything to plug? Anya?
I'm doing a show at Soho Theatre in October, October 3rd to 8th. There is one ticket left. So if anyone wants that, it's yours, but you have to pay. But maybe I'll do more if people want to come. I want to do a tour, but I don't know if I'm allowed, but I might just go on it. So I basically have a live... I'll be in the toilets doing my show if anyone wants to listen. I have a show that I'm trying to do, so just look out for it. It's called Absolutely No Worries If Not. So, absolutely no worries if not.
A fantastic show. Alistair, anything to plug?
Wow, I mean, that was more boasting than plugging. would you like to hear about any of my successful endeavours that you can't really influence one way or another?
I like your shirt.
No, I'm doing a little tour next year.
Oh, hang on, sorry. Drop a beat.
I'm so embarrassed.
If you want to know more about me, you can follow me on social media. And also, I have a podcast. It isn't like this. ABK out. Oh, the name of the podcast.
They'll find it.
Just Google my name. There's nobody else with my name. It's me. If it comes up, it's me.
Thank you very much.
Who's boasting now, mate? I've got the only name in the world like this.
Oh, and my name is Alistair Beckett King. I should have said that as well. Yeah, that's the other thing.
So thanks to all of you guys for watching, everyone at home for listening. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flat Share. Like, subscribe, rate, and review our podcast, or just tweet recommending the podcast to all of your friends. So, producer Gwyn, very exciting. Mm. Let's hear the final scores.
So I messed up the scores earlier. Which is no material difference on what happened. it was just exactly the same, but in terms of difference. So the final scores are Anya and Tom have 53.
Yes.
And Alistair and Ben have 28.
28! So Alistair and Ben get to make the toast while winners get to roast beef. Thanks to our guests, Anya Magliano and Alistair Beckett-King. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Cox and Tom Parry with special guests Alistair Beckett-King and Anya Magliano. It's devised by Pappy's and Ben Walker. Tech collector and teaser by Emma Caution. The previous day is produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone at the Beast, to all the wonderful folks who came to today's show, and to you at home for listening. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a secret news production by Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Bye!
Do you know what, Clarky? You were bang on, man.
It was great, wasn't it?
It was great.
It was really great. I called it.
You called it like you saw it. It was, what a corker. That was really, really good fun. And again, if you can't go and see them on their tours or doing their full shows, if you ever get a chance, if you ever see Anya or Alistair doing a show nearby where you live, go and see them. Absolutely superb. Both
and also, they're both fantastic online too.
That's a very
good
point.
They've got lots of online content. So
follow them.
So give
follow
them a follow.
Online, yeah, we'll give them. You know, we'll give the details of their Instagrams and their Twitters and all that kind of stuff in the show notes to the show. But do go and see them if you get a chance. Right. Anything else that needs to be said at this juncture?
I love you.
Love you too, man. Oh, that's the doorbell going. So that's as good a time as ever to leave.
That's Tom now. He's just coming
just
in to join us.
Remember, you're supposed to record an intro with us. See you next week for a house meeting. And until then, this episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.